Good day, Mike Powers with your latest news on KWIN. With a crowded field of candidates seeking to fill Georgia's vacant 14th congressional district seat, President Donald Trump has made his choice. Trump announced this week that he's endorsing Clay Fuller, praising his background and leadership in a post on his Truth Social account. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has set March 10th as the date for a special election to fill the seat, which became vacant following the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene. In his endorsement, President Trump described Fuller as an America First patriot, citing his service as district attorney for the Lookout Mountain Judicial Circuit and as an Air National Guard officer. Trump said Fuller would focus on supporting the military and veterans, strengthening the economy, securing the border, protecting elections, supporting school choice, and defending Second Amendment rights. The special election will determine who represents Georgia's 14th district for the rest of the term. Librarians and education advocates across Georgia are raising concerns about a bill moving through the state legislature that could expose librarians to criminal charges. Senate Bill 74, sponsored by State Senator Max Burns of Sylvania, which is right outside of Savannah, would change exemptions that currently protect public and school libraries from prosecution for distributing certain materials to minors. Under the bill, librarians would only be exempt if they were unaware of the material, had previously requested it be challenged, or had recommended it be moved to areas not accessible to minors. Violations could be charged as high as an aggravated misdemeanor. Supporters say the bill is intended to protect children, while opponents warn it could lead to self-censorship, particularly of books involving LGBTQ plus topics. The bill passed a House subcommittee along party lines and could move to a full committee vote very soon. A DeKalb County, Alabama woman has pleaded guilty to capital murder in a case involving the death of Mary Elizabeth Isbell. Loretta Carr and her daughter, Jessie Kelly, were accused of kidnapping Isbell and pushing her car off a cliff in 2021. Isbell's body was found almost 2 years later in the Little River Canyon Preserve. Kelly pleaded guilty to murder in August of 2025. On Wednesday, Carr pleaded guilty to capital murder and was sentenced to life in prison, along with 20 years for kidnapping. Family members say Carr will not be eligible for parole. Isbell's family was present in court and delivered victim impact statements. The Dade County Board of Commissioners has voted to move forward with a countywide SPLOST referendum looking to continue the current SPLOST that is set to expire next year, sending the measure to voters on May 19th. Commissioners also voted to extend the county's moratorium on solar farms for an additional 90 days, allowing more time to review possible changes to county regulations. If approved by voters, the SPLOST is expected to generate around $23 million for local projects and infrastructure. And Super Bowl 60 is this weekend, featuring the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. You can hear every play right here on Classic Hits KWIN. Pre-game coverage starts around noon Sunday, followed by complete live play-by-play and analysis. And whether you're on the road, at work, or away from the TV, KWIN has you covered. You can catch Super Bowl 60 on Sunday on 101.3, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, and free on the KWIN app. Also this weekend, the Chattanooga Lady Mocs basketball team is on the air Saturday with a 1 o'clock tip, 12:30 pregame, followed by the Georgia Bulldogs and LSU with a 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:30 pregame, all here on KWIN. That's your latest local news update. You can stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.